Good evening. This is Joseph Tame in Tokyo. It's 11:15 on the 29th of December 2009, and I've just come home via Shinjuku Station, where there was an incident with a guy being beaten up by another guy and being thrown against a wall, which seemed rather painful. And on seeing the incident, a lot of people were kind of watching. And other people were trying not to look, and then I walked by slowly, and I was thinking, well, what should I do? Now, until now, the only issues I have seen a couple of fights in Japan during my time here, but I must admit, extremely few, like two or three, and so I had to think, you know, should I get involved? Should I try and help? Separate these guys? And I was thinking, well, if I was in the UK, I certainly wouldn't, because I'd probably get knifed. And if I was in the US, I probably wouldn't, because I'd probably be shot within a few seconds, if not by one of the people involved, then probably by the police. But I thought, well, this is Japan, and there's, from my understanding, is that, you know, violence is violence, there's a lot less violence, a lot less knife cultural gun shootings and things. So I decided to get involved, and myself and another Japanese chap struggled to separate these people, get this one guy off the other guy. Anyway, this led me to think afterwards, well, was that the right thing to do? Until now, I've only helped people when they've had an accident, but in this situation it was a violent situation where one person was attacking another. Is it our moral duty to get involved and to try and help break up the situation, or is it our duty to think of number one, to look after ourselves, to not risk ourselves being hurt and causing a lot of pain for those around us? And is this an issue which we're going to increasingly come up against, especially if we're living in the UK or the US? I'd be interested to know what people in those countries think. But are we going to see an increase in these kinds of situations in Japan? Are we going to see society becoming much more like Tokyo, where people generally just will not interfere with the affairs of others? Is it our duty to try and reverse that role, right? Try and reverse that trend? I don't know. I mean, I think some people will say, oh, yes, society is terrible, it's falling apart, and you know, it's always getting worse. But if we look back in history, or we look at many different countries, then we can see that actually in Japan it's positively pretty good at the moment, compared to when samurai used to strike you down for wearing the wrong colour mascara. Or if we look at other countries where there's very little trust, and also countries where in the past there was extreme violence, but they've rebuilt their communities and they've come to trust one another once again. So perhaps it's not a one-way street, and it's not all doom and gloom, and it's not that society is really going to hell and no one's going to care about anyone anymore. It's just one of these kind of cycles. So I don't know. I was interested by a response I got on Twitter from, I think it was Chad, who said if it was me, I wouldn't get involved unless someone's life was in danger. And I was thinking, well, maybe that's the approach that I should adopt. But then, of course, there's judgment involved here. Is their life in danger? Is someone going to pull a knife or something like that? But then, of course, you'd be putting yourself in danger. So what would you do if you were in that situation where you saw a fight? Would you get involved and try and break it up? Or is it something that you just have to let it play out? Anyway, nearly out of time here, so thank you very much for listening. My arm hurts rather a lot, but I'm sure it will be fine given time. All right, bye-bye.